Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour about summer health and safety topics. This is part two of a two-part interview. How long can it take for those symptoms to show up after you've been bitten?
It usually takes anywhere between 4 and 7 days. You know, it can develop faster or take longer depending on the person. But usually that's your range when you're going to start seeing your fevers and the rash and all of that kind of thing.
And if you see you've been bitten by a tick, what is the recommended way to treat that?
If you can see the tick itself, if it's still lodged in, you're going to want to remove the tick. So the easiest way to do that would be to get yourself a pair of tweezers, apply good firm pressure on its head, and pull it out whole. Leaving the tick's head inside the wound is not a good thing. So if that does happen, it might be time to get yourself in and have someone remove it properly. But usually they come out pretty well. You don't want to leave it on you.
Is it kind of the same treatment as mosquitoes?
Yep. You just want to, you know, watch it carefully, make sure that if it's bleeding or whatnot, that you treat it as such. It is an open wound, so we don't want it to get infected, so cleaning the area is important. You may see it kind of raise like a mosquito bite. It may or may not, but if it does and it gets itchy or whatnot, using anti-itch creams and things, that's a fine way to treat that.
Also, in the summertime, there's grill outs, picnics, all sorts of outdoor opportunities for eating. Why should people maybe be more wary of foodborne illnesses during the summer?
Well, I would say, so you don't ruin your summer vacation plans, of course. So when we're outdoors and cooking, it's a lot easier to get these foodborne illnesses because sometimes we forget what we're supposed to be doing when we're not inside a kitchen where it's very accessible. Some common foodborne illnesses that we see during the summer, you've got your E. coli, salmonella, those are two big ones, neurovirus, and a lot of those are related to uncooked raw things, meat, vegetables, those types of things. So we really think that it's important during the summer, especially when we're outdoors, to make sure that we're following the same things we would in a normal kitchen. We're cleaning our hands, washing, making sure to sanitize, and then we are cooking our food to a proper temperature. So there's lots of resources out there for the different types of poultry, different types of beef, to the temperature that we want to get it to kill all of these nasty bugs. Another big tip is making sure that we're keeping things separated. So if we've got raw foods, we want to keep them away from foods that are not raw because we can contaminate. So having two separate sites, and then just making sure we're washing fruits and vegetables and that kind of thing. Leftovers should still be chilled, and that's sometimes the biggest issue that we hit with foodborne illness in the summer is it's hard to keep things cold outside. So making sure we have a way, if we do have leftovers, that we're keeping them cold enough to reheat later on. Or not having any leftovers, eating all the brats or giving them to the dog, or, you know, once it's done, getting rid of all of that stuff and not keeping it. It's another way to stay safe and healthy with food.
Also, maybe if you're out at a fair, festival, or if you're not cooking the food yourself, is there any advice you'd want to impart for people if foodborne illnesses can be contracted that way often?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, when you're going to a food vendor, make sure that you can see that they are using proper techniques. Make sure that they're washing their hands. Make sure that you're washing your hands. Sometimes that, you know, you get those funnel cakes or whatnot and you haven't washed your hands, you can cause yourself to, especially at a fair, if you've been walking around livestock or whatnot, maybe petting things or holding hands or whatnot, you really want to wash your hands. But then just making sure that your vendor is following those things so you can see they have a clean kitchen, they're washing their hands, you can see that they're refrigerating things properly. Those are just some things that you can look at. And a lot of times you can see if establishments or somewhere that you want to be eating or not eating based on their kitchen. So just kind of keep your eyes open and follow those basic safety protocols that you would normally follow for eating food.
And then I guess kind of more specifically for food poisoning, when do those symptoms usually occur after consumption and what can that lead to?
It depends on the bug, obviously, as with anything, but a lot of times 24 to 48 hours are going to go by. You're not going to eat something and 6 hours later come down with food poisoning. It's going to take a longer period for it to cultivate in your intestines and gut and get you sick. But once you're going to feel the nausea, the headaches, all of those things that we associate with that stomach bug there, usually it's a good sign. Most of the time, people that get food poisoning, it goes away by itself. You You throw up, you go through the process, you know, we've all been there, and then you're fine. But in rare cases, I might say it's not as rare as it used to be. Last year, there were 128,000 hospitalizations for foodborne illness, and there were 3,000 deaths. So it can be quite serious. But once you get to that point that you've got the nausea and whatnot, and it's not going away, it might be time. Might be time to get yourself in, get yourself hydrated. We really recommend once that nausea hits in, if it's not going away and you continue to have the diarrhea and whatnot, that you get yourself to a medical professional.
Fireworks, they are legal to purchase in Iowa. Not always legal to discharge, depending on your city's ordinance. Right. But what would you say is your perspective on fireworks for consumers using them during the summer?
I think that you have to use great caution anytime you're dealing with any sort of munitions. We stress gun safety, so we should also stress firework safety. If you're going to have fireworks and shoot them off, you should use basic safety procedures there, especially when it comes to children. Children a lot of times don't have the same common sense yet as adults, so making sure children are far away from fireworks when you're discharging, and then also looking for those things like sparklers. A lot of people like the sparklers and they're fun, but you can cause serious burns to your hands and your kids' hands, so using some common sense there may not be a good idea to give a three-year-old a sparkler, making sure that they're mature enough to handle that, and then just making sure that anytime we're around anything that's flammable. Last year, I think we had several incidents in Iowa where fireworks caused major damage to property. Fireworks going astray, causing fields to catch a fire, could be a hazard. And smoke inhalation is something that we don't often talk about, but if you're using fireworks, you want to make sure that you're not in an enclosed building. So like if you're in your garage, sparklers probably not a good idea. You're probably going to get a lot of smoke and you don't want that. So I think if you're going to use them, use caution. Otherwise, just let the professionals handle the pretty fireworks displays and just enjoy the show.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour about summer health and safety topics. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.